Program Oversight Committee? Beth, I think you have a couple of motions.
Yes, I do. I just have to flip to the right page.
Yeah, thank you.
First, brief report. The KPFK Programming Oversight Committee held its regular monthly meeting on Monday, May 16th. At least 10 people attended and others who didn't identify themselves, including a special guest, LSB member Ziri Rideau, who presented in greater detail the new KPFK news production initiative she introduced to the LSB the day before. It was received with great interest. Extensive discussion followed. Locally produced news pertinent to our own signal area remains at the top of the perennial listeners' wish list as the single most frequent programming request. The next regular programming committee or oversight committee meeting is tomorrow, Monday, June 20th, 2022 at 4 p.m. The programming oversight committee passed the following two motions for consideration at its most recent meeting. How do you want to handle these, Michael, one at a time, or shall I read
them? Yeah, do the first one.
Okay. I don't think this will take long. First, it's resolved or moved, actually. Moved that the KPFK Programming Oversight Committee requests that the PNB, the Pacific Executive Director, and the KPFK Interim General Manager immediately implement the PNB Communications Resolution of March 4, 2021, which is currently policy throughout the Pacifica Radio Network, including but not limited to a report from the listener by the KPFK IGM during the month of June and every month following, a report to the listeners at least once every 2 months by the KPFK LSB, and a report to the listeners at least twice each year and as soon as possible by the Pacifica ED and Pacifica CFO. And that's from Andrew Weiss.
Okay, thank you. So committee motions don't require a second. Is there any opposition to forwarding that to the PNB and the ED from and IGM as a the will of this body as well, as a whole?
Yes.
This is okay, go ahead, Myla.
I just like some clarification. What are we asking of the ED? Would you restate that, please?
It's the implementation of the communications policy that was adopted by the PNB last year. And so the ED's particular role would be to make sure that the management fulfills their responsibility, and her own responsibility is to report, I think, twice a year.
To whom?
On air, to the listeners.
That the ED, excuse me, just for clarification, that the ED is required at least twice a year to report to the listeners. Is that correct?
Yes, that's part of the PNB motion that was already adopted and is policy.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds
and the CFO as well.
Sure.
So any objections to adopting that as the urging of this body? Hearing none, we'll go into the second motion from programming oversight.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. Moved that the KPFK Programming Oversight Committee, or resolved actually, that the KPFK Programming Oversight Committee supports in principle the new KPFK news production initiative proposed by Ziri Rideau and urges the KPFK and Pacifica management to do the same and report back to the next Programming Oversight Committee on Monday, June 20th, 2022.
Okay. Are you putting that forward as saying that the LSB would adopt that? So it would say the local station board?
Yes.
Supports it in principle and urges a response. Okay.
The local committee, the local programming oversight committee already urges, and we already resolved in this way, and we are urging that the KPFK LSB also do so.
Okay, thanks. So the motion would be that the local station board supports in principle the development of the local newscast on a volunteer basis and urges the station management and executive director to take that into consideration and report back to the program oversight committee about it.
our language was that we support it in principle.
Yeah.
And we leave up to management whether and how and when and all the particulars about implementing it. We want it clear that this has public support and governance support.
Thank you.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I'd like to speak to
the question. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see three hands up. Lawrence, why don't you go ahead and then have Bella and Grace. Why don't we take Grace first after you speak?
Okay, so I support completely, wholeheartedly, the principal motion and proposal that Zuri Rideau put together. It's high time and coming. We need to do something to shake off this malaise that we are in. So I definitely support it wholeheartedly. And I think what we're looking for, that the board move it forward and affirm this principal motion, that it goes to the appropriate venues and the appropriate people, such as the ED and the IGM and the
subject.
So I applaud the Program Oversight Committee, and in particular, Ziri for thinking outside of the box and thing and bringing us back into the box and creating the news department. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So I'm going to go to Grace and then Bella and then see if we can move to a vote or adopt this without objection. Go ahead, Grace.
I strongly support this initiative and encourage Ziri to move ahead with it and encourage the station to move ahead with it and this board to vote it up. I just want to take a moment to address another issue that's pertinent to the committee, not this motion, but I'll say it quickly. There were two motions passed in June of 2017 regarding programming on a national level. The National Programming Committee worked them out. One is a way to evaluate programs that was for the program directors and general managers. And the other one was a motion to add programming and listenership improvement to the job descriptions of every program director in Pacifica. Those two motions, which were sent to the national board and were passed without objection. So they are now Pacifica policy have been ignored since that time. So the programming committee is requesting that the executive director implement them. This is a motion that's going to the national board at the next public meeting. Just wanted to tell you that. I will send those two policies and the motion to you a little bit later. I'll email them to this board. But going back to Ziri's offer, I think it's a wonderful offer, and I hope that we will help her in any way we can.
Thanks, Bella, and then we're going to move on.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I feel that the full board is behind Ziri Rideau. But I also want the full board, and thank you, Grace, for that information. I'll be looking forward to receiving that. And I'm very concerned that the KPFK has not had a proper address to the listeners in a very, very long time. They have been bits and pieces here and there with no on-air promotion. And this has got to stop. And soon I will be speaking about the outreach committee and I will be reading the motion for the next town hall event. So I am in full support of both motions. Thank you.
Okay. So I heard no objection to the motion. I'm going to say that it's adopted. If you can rewrite it, Beth, so that it speaks on behalf of the local station board rather than on behalf of the committee and then forward that to Ralph for inclusion. Yes. Thank you.
Hi, Ralph. Thank you.
Okay. Next up is the.
You got Myla Reason.
I'm sorry.
Just one point of information.
Go ahead, Myla.
Is Ziri's proposal somehow folded into what we just had no objection to, or?
Yes, it's we're supporting in principle. That's the language. Supporting in principle Ziri's proposal for developing a local newscast based primarily on volunteer participation by students and community members that she would be willing to work on a volunteer basis to help put together.
I'm I, find that to be somewhat problematic. So
okay, then we'll have a vote. Ralph, can you call the roll?
Mr. Chair, this is Bella DeSoto. May I be recognized?
For what purpose?
Can we insist that the motion reads that be implemented immediately?
Beth, can you read the language? The language was not to be implemented immediately. The language was that we support in principle and we urge the ED and the IGM to do the same and to report to the Program Oversight Committee next month about where it stands.
Okay,
that's what we're voting on.
It is time sensitive. Thank you.
Thank you. That's right, Michael. Thank you.
All right. So, Ralph, can you please call the roll on that since I heard an objection from Myla?
Okay. Calling the roll. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Christina Avalos?
Can you return to me?
All right. Fred Blair?
Yes.
Thank you, Fred. Marisol Cruz?
Yes.
Thank you, Marisol. Bella DeSoto?
Yes.
Thank you, Bella. Eric Jacobson?
Yes.
Thank you, Eric. Avilia Jones?
Pass.
Okay. Rob Macon?
Yes.
Thank you, Rob. Oye, Oye Ippo?
Yes.
Thank you, Oye. Myla Reason?
Pass.
Okay, passes. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Thank you, Lawrence. Ziri Rado?
Yes.
Thank you, Ziri. Polina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Thank you. Beth Von Guten?
Yes.
Thank you, Beth. Harvey Wasserman?
Yes.
Thank you, Harvey. Christina Avalos?
Yes.
Abstain.
Christina abstains.
Did you call in Carlos Zavala? Carlos is here.
Yes.
Carlos is a yes.
I passed before.
Yeah, hold on. Avilia Jones?
Yes.
Thank you, Avilia. Myla Reason?
Abstain.
Okay, one moment.
Jose Benavides? Was Jose Benavides called?
Jose is gone. Jose is gone, Chair.
Okay.
Did you get Fred Blair?
Yeah.
And the chair votes yes.
Okay, thank you, Michael. That's 15 yes votes, 0 no votes, and 2 abstentions.
Okay, thank you. So that passes. We're going to go on to the Outreach Committee report. Go ahead, Bella.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll just read the motion. From the LSB Outreach Committee to the KPFK LSB 61922. Motion for LSB approval requesting KPFK station management for on-air and website promotional support for the first Outreach Town Hall virtual event via Zoom for this year, earmarked for Sunday, July 31st, 22, from 1 to 3 p.m. Pacific Time. Whereas per Pacifica bylaws, foundation bylaws, at least 2 town hall events need to be held per year to hear from the station listening signal area. Please refer to Pacifica bylaws reference Article 7, Local Station Board, Section 3, Specific Powers and Duties, Line H, to conduct town hall style meetings at least twice a year devoted to hearing listeners' views, needs, and concerns. And as a side note, promo copy and imagery are normally provided to station management by the Outreach Committee Chair. Respectfully submitted, Bella DeSoto, Outreach Committee Chair. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So, again, to reiterate, that's a motion to the LSB would request that the management provide on-air promotion and other means of promotion and support for the town hall tentatively scheduled for the 31st of July. What day of the week is that, Bella?
That would be on a Sunday, the last Sunday of the month.
Okay, thank you.
July 31st.
Yeah, the town hall itself will be conducted by Zoom.
Correct.
Are there any objections to that?
We would like to have an in-person, but at this time we will have
Thank
a
you.
Virtual.
Mm-hmm. Hearing no objections. Okay, Beth, you have a hand up. Go ahead. Discussion.
I was waiting till you finished with this item, but this vote.
Before
we the outreach, I had something else to say. Thank you.
I'm sorry, you're saying you're not objecting, you want to say something else about outreach? Okay.
Right. I'm not objecting to this. I was trying to catch you between this item and jumping to the next one.
Okay. All right, so if there's no objection, we'll consider that motion approved. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Yes, I want to register my objection to the misuse of the outreach committee list by the chair of that committee. There are several violations in it. I think we should wait and bring it up in closed session. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella DeSoto.
Go ahead, Bella.
I have no idea what was just read. Something objection to the outreach committee? I could not hear.
Okay. She said she had objections to raise to the use of the outreach committee list by the chair of the outreach committee, and she wants to bring it up in the closed session to discuss it further.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Fundraising committee, Janine.
Hi, thank you. The fundraising committee meets on the first Monday of every month. This last Monday, this last one from June did not have quorum. I think that's a reflection of how frustrating it is to have various conversations with the ED and management and have nothing come from them. So I'm hoping that in the next meeting that we can have a motion passed to do exactly what's going on here, where we can get the support of the LSB to get from management and the ED a reason why these aren't being implemented. So that's number one. Number two is, so unfortunately, the next Monday meeting would be on July 4th. I planned on moving that. But I have no way of doing that without a quorum. So I'm hoping that committee meetings, the committee members can join me briefly on the 4th to be able to implement something like that. So that's it for now.
Okay, I would say, given that it's a national holiday, you should go ahead and just move that committee to a different date, and put it up on KPFTX, and everyone will adjust to that. Ruth Strauss, I'm sorry, can you mute yourself, because the sneezing and coughing is distracting. Thank you.
If I could follow up.
Please.
Well, if that's the case, I would like to move it up 1 week to the 27th. And so if everyone could look for that, who's in the committee, I'll go ahead and send out an email about it. Thank you.
So you're saying a week from tomorrow, basically?
Yes, thank you.
All right. So please, I would say go ahead and post that immediately if you can to KPFTX.
Beth,
go ahead.
There's a National Development Committee scheduled for that night at 5:30 our time. Sorry.
Chair?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, Mr. Reyes, go ahead.
The committee meeting usually is at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah.
Chair, we are 15 minutes away from time, sir.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The next item up is public comment again, either in reference to any of these committee reports or anything else.
This is Grace. I have a point of order.
Yes, what's your point of order?
Yeah, I'd like to give a report.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
General Manager.
Yes, please do. My bad. General Manager Search Committee. That's right. Go ahead.
All right. I'll be brief. Okay. The General Manager Search Committee is meeting weekly and is now reviewing applications. Because KPFK is in such dire financial straits, we've been trying to raise money amongst ourselves to pay for the advertising, which we estimate will cost between $1,000 and $1,200 total. So far, Oye Yippo has placed a $150 ad on the National Association of Black Broadcasters site. Thank you, Oye. Thank you very much. Michael Novick placed an ad on the National Association of Hispanic Broadcasters site.
Also $150.
That one was a $150 also. Thank you, Michael. I placed an ad on Current, which is a public media jobs, because it's very targeted, and I thank myself. And I believe that Oscar pledged $100, so I'm going to chase up Oscar and see if we can get him to place another ad. Please, if you care about having a good qualified general manager soon, placing giving some money toward this effort would be helpful. Now, the job opening is also posted on the KPFK website at pacifica.org and on the WBAI, KPFT, and WPFW websites, and on the Affiliate Network website and on the Affiliate Network Facebook page. So I thank Ursula Rudenberg, the director of the Pacifica Affiliate Network, for being very proactive. She also sent out an announcement to all the over 200 Pacifica affiliate stations. The listing is also on the Corporation for Public Broadcasting website, as well as on the California Broadcasters Association website. Avalia Jones, who's on the GM search committee, was successful in getting the listing posted on LA Progressive and the Hollywood Progressive sites. We also have placed free ads on thank you, Avalia. Thank you very much. We also have placed free listings on LinkedIn, many Facebook pages, and other free listing sites. Thanks for everyone on the KPFK GM Search Committee who's helped with this, and also anyone else. And I would urge you all to publicize this. And I sent earlier in my report a short wording for a listing that has the Pacifica.org jobs listing in it. But feel free to any of you, public or LSV members, to circulate this as much as possible so we get lots of qualified applicants. And that's all. Thank you all. We're moving ahead pretty rapidly and
Yeah, thanks. We've had a number of public meetings, and then we've started also having closed session meetings because we're dealing with confidential, personnel matters in terms of the applications. But a lot of the other work of the committee has been conducted publicly and noticed on KPFTX. I do want to shout out a public comment. I have two directors with hands up. We have about 10 minutes remaining, and we need to have 7.5 minutes of public comment and a new business item. So unless it's critical.
It's quick. It's
okay, quickly.
Are we required to place an ad in one of the major newspapers, such as the LA Times?
I think the latest information we got
We are not. Michael Mandler.
Go ahead. Sure.
No, we are not.
Okay.
I spoke with John. I emailed John L. Mella, who's the technical compliance officer of Pacifica, and also Cynthia Dobek. And they both stated that a national print advertising is not necessary.
Okay.
We can do it with online advertising.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay.
It would be very, very helpful to get a little bit more money so we can get broad-based advertising, because that is necessary. But we need a little bit more money for that. We don't want to place an ad in the LA Times because it wasn't fruitful in the last search process, and it's quite expensive. But we can find other places to strategically place a broad-based ad, which is needed for FCC compliance.
Grace, I'll get you some money.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Working it. All right, very quickly, I have Bella and Beth. Please make your comments very brief. We need 7.5 minutes of public comment, and we have hands up.
I want to, Mr. Chair, thank you. I want to request Grace Aaron to please resend to the LSB the chair contract, the ad, so that I know that you sent it out last month. If you can send it out again,
okay,
so that more people can pick it up and post it at different venues.
Okay, thanks. And the whole job description is up on the station website, I think, on the Pacifica.org website. Beth, okay. Go ahead.
Yes, this is where we added a place for the CAB report. Dan is here and ready.
Okay, can you give it quickly?
Dan?
I'm ready to go.
Go ahead.
Okay, May 14th, we made the CAB real with elected officers and committees to be populated. Facebook page has been created. Our next meeting is this Tuesday, June 21st at 7 p.m. And I've also tried to start what's called a CAB Council, where all five CABs of the Pacifica stations get together and discuss best practices and things like that. And I talked to the CPV legal counsel. They say all five stations need to have CABs, working CABs, before they can accept us back into the fold. It can't be just four or just one. It's got to be all five. I've asked a research company for a survey on disparity of listeners, because there's a vast majority of men listeners, and we need to bring in more women listeners. And also pass along a grant to Stephanie from the city of L.A. for $75,000 to work with the community at large. And that's all I have to report. Any questions?
Great, thank you. Okay, we're taking public comment, and we do have a new business item, so we'll wrap up right after that. Go ahead, call in user 4.
Okay, this is Jonathan Markowitz. I have a question for Kim, the treasurer, and also a question for Beth. This was regarding the issue of the finance committee report. Number one for Kim, I'd like to know who at the station currently is responsible for preparing, that is, logging all expenditures and income into the ledgers that are provided to Julia and you at KPFK. That's number one. Number two, my understanding is that there is no longer a business manager, i.e. bookkeeper, at KPFK. And I'm wondering if the, in terms of whose responsibility this is at KPFK, other than the general manager, or in addition to the general manager, who at the other four stations is responsible for preparing these ledgers that are provided to Julia and as well as to each treasurer, et cetera, and or the finance committees of each local station board. And I do want to reiterate that this is the key. I'm concerned about the accuracy and or the line items on ledgers that are provided, who is responsible for that information, and how comprehensive that information is required to be in this process of submitting this information to the financial officer of Pacifica. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I need to entertain a motion to extend past the time certain for about 5 minutes to allow this to...
So move, Bella DeSoto.
Is there any objection? Okay, hearing none. Go ahead, Dr. Halley, and then we'll after we hear the public comment, we'll try to get some responses if possible. Dr. Halley, go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to make a quick comment and then also ask a question. First of all, considering the dismal statistics we've gotten from this Kaufman, it seems to me we should make some major changes and how we're handling our fund drives, including dumping some of the people like Blasdale, in particular with guests like Ben Michael Phillips and Chris Howard, who I seem to have no credentials whatever, and I just grimace and change the station whenever I hear them. Number two, did I hear in the middle of the meeting that we're in arrears to two distinct power companies? I'd like some clarity about that. What, if so, what are their names, and why would we be in arrears to two companies? I would think it would be only one.
Very quickly, LADWP provides power to the studio in the building, and Southern California Edison provides power to the tower. They're two separate accounts. Calling user five.
I don't know if that's me. I had just.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Okay, thanks. So I understand NEDA is wanting to negotiate their contracts. I think there were maybe three contracts. They've been doing various things since 2018. So I would ask to make sure that the PNB has each of the contracts that has been negotiated. And also, NEDA promised to work on a chart of accounts last year sometime. I don't know if that has materialized. Can't track that from the Finance Committee meetings. Also, the Policy and Procedure Manual was last approved in 2008, and I understand PNB members were surprised to get it last week. It's interesting, it was sent to the PNB and many of the same members in November and at intervals since 2008. But yes, before we judge people on whether or not they're doing an appropriate job getting things together, and I admit there's something that smells like sabotage in the multi-month delay in getting some documents to the to NEDA. But before you can judge people, you have to tell them what the standards of work are. And I would particularly point out that if you're $100,000 that Kim read off as y'all being in a deficit, and yet you still have a general manager and you're actively searching for a general manager, I would ask that the same standard and patience and tolerance and support be applied around the network, because KPFT is $200,000 in arrears, and I understand
15 seconds.
That there are moves, and I understand there are moves being made to disappear their general manager. So why is it that LA gets to run twice the deficit without a threat to its management? I don't think that should be the approach, period. But this certainly smells foul.
Thank you. Ruth Strauss? You have to unmute, Ruth.
Yes, thank you. One thing, I did post the link to Shireen Akhle's memorial service, and it has not begun yet. If people are interested, I actually found out that through Marcy Winograd, Code Pink, they would love to do a radio program on KPFK. And if we have a problem with women listeners, that's even, you know, more of an impetus to, you know, get them in. They already have broadcast in other areas. Can you just tell me what is the mechanism for me to propose that? I'm on the programming committee, but I don't know what the formal mechanism is to propose a show.
You can, I would say send an email to comments at kpfk.org and to the ED, it's ed@pacifica.org, and then bring it up at the next program oversight committee.
Thank you.
Additional public comment? Any response to the questions that were raised about the bookkeeping and ledger? Go ahead, Beth.
Well, I can do that. If you want,
thank you, Michael. Yes. Okay, hang on a second. Kim, go ahead, Beth, and then Kim.
Thank you. In regard to the getting the information from the station to NEDA, as has been described before, when the mail is brought into the station and opened item by item, every item that has to do with finances is scanned directly into the NEDA system. They provided a scanner dedicated to that purpose. It's not for anything else. It's not just an ordinary Xerox machine. It's a NEDA machine. And so the information is scanned directly to NEDA. NEDA is the one that prepares those ledgers. So they have complete oversight and management of that process. And so it's there's not a lot of wiggle room for it to go astray in that process. It's like as soon as it's opened, it's scanned immediately to NEDA, who then processes it. And okay, thanks. In terms of the chart of accounts is being revised budget by budget, unit by unit as we go through that process. So we're, I think it's like, what, five budgets, unit budgets through this year with three more to go. And hopefully by the time we get through all of them, that will address our entire system.
Okay, thank you. There are two more public comments. We need to take time for the closing business. I think there's an item from Bella. So I have Janine and Margo. If you can take about a minute apiece instead of 90 seconds. Janine.
Thank you. Just real quick, what I put in the chat was it would be smart for us to weigh the specific cost to NEDA handling our bookkeeping. Because I, you know, we lost our business manager. A bookkeeper to me would not be, the same amount of money. Again, what are we getting charged per hour and how much of that is going to KPFK bookkeeping? As far as just keeping our costs down, it's just, it would be, for informational purposes, but then also to weigh that we're doing the best thing for the station. I manage fiscally, and having someone at the call to answer questions is priceless, and we don't have that right now.
Okay, thank you, Margo. And then we're going to go to a new business.
Okay, I just want to reiterate that it's just so important that we have a report to the listener from whoever is acting or the interim general manager. There hasn't been one in a long time. They could maybe explain some of the stuff, what's going on, that we, the people, need to participate in everything. And that would be really important. And once again, there must be outreach information at every single venue that's mentioned on KPFK. KPFK is a listener sponsor. If KPFK advertises something, it's got to be there because that's a wonderful way to get people to know about KPFK. And I think that should be a mandatory provision of the station to have that. Okay. It shouldn't be up to individuals to pay for it. Outreach materials should be provided. Then people get to hear concerts for free. It's a wonderful thing. Volunteers. Let's get the volunteers back in the room.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Margo.
You're welcome.
All right, so I'm sorry. I do want to move to new business because I think Bella announced at the beginning she has something she wants to notice in new business. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Chair. On February 16th, 2022, KPFK, in its wisdom, or lack thereof, adopted a motion which has been used to mute individuals at the Finance Committee. It is titled Meeting the Quorum, but it is no more than a muting procedure that is indiscriminately used to silence individuals, particularly two individuals at the Finance Committee. And this is horrendous. These individuals have been prevented from interacting with the rest of the committee. They are singled out. They are prevented from also adding items to the agenda. It is against the ethos of Pacifica bylaws, Robert's rules, and also California law. To put it succinctly, I am giving notice of rescinding the intention to rescind the committee, the meeting decorum motion adopted on February 16th, which has been used for other purposes at the Finance Committee. And also, I am also announcing that I will be submitting minority reports to the PMB regarding the conduct of a particular pro tem chair at that committee. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Reyes, you had a hand up for a minute. Did you want to speak?
Yeah, I just want to thank the CAB chair and the CAB for coming up with that grant to address community concerns.
Okay, thank you. All right, I have Myla and Bella, and then we're at time certain. Myla? I'm sorry, Myla and Kim, I'm sorry. Yes, Myla and Kim, thank you. Myla, go ahead.
I'll defer to Kim.
Kim, go ahead. Speak, Myla, please put your hand back up because I took it.
No. Go ahead, Kim.
I just want to say there is no pro tem chair. We had an election. I won the election, 11 votes. Bella was my, the other person who was running, she got one vote. So that's 11 votes to one vote on that committee. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I need to respond.
I'm sorry. There's no.
I must respond. I must make the record clear. It has nothing to do with the recent election.
Okay, thank you.
This is historical treatment, maltreatment of particular members at that committee.
All right.
That's what this is about. Not who won and who did not.
Okay, thank you. We are at the time certain. Milo, did you want to speak, but you changed the order, or you're not speaking?
No, thank you. I move to adjourn to executive session.
Okay, thank you. Hearing no objection, the meeting is adjourned. I'm going to end the recording and the stream. We're going to stay in this call, but the non-members will have to leave. We have a closed session. We have a closed session meeting.
Michael, you're off the stream.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.